Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Mansfield, the Chief Revenue Officer at Chemical Guys and Detail Garage, a top auto detailing company that aims to help you find your passion and make it shine. Mr. Mansfield, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure as well, and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, how did you get your start in retail, and where have you seen successes so far?
So, I mean, it's, you know, for me, I don't think it was ever a planned journey, to be honest. It was what initially started out as my kind of first real high school job. I was looking through actually the newspaper in the classified section, saw a part-time sales job, turned out to be for Oakley, which was a brand that I was actually already a big fan of, but it was, you know, through a staffing company. So I had no idea of that at the time. And what ended up coming out of that is going in for the interview at Oakley's corporate headquarters and just kind of just being kind of gobstuck at just what this opportunity was. And from there, it turned into an amazing part of my life. Retail as a whole, working in the stores, then becoming a tech rep, going out to other retailers and getting people excited about the Oakley brand, and then into account management, training, marketing, and the rest. And it's been an amazing journey.
I can vouch that Oakley is a fantastic brand. Good stuff there. Now, what can other franchisees or companies looking to franchise learn from this?
Absolutely. So especially when we think about Detail Garage, which is the retail experience of the Chemical Guys brand, what we've really seen, and we have some amazing success stories amongst our franchisees, and what we kind of see the central theme being is people that truly own their business. So the idea of doing the work every day to dive into your numbers, understand what you're selling, understand your marketing, your reach, your customer lifetime value, if you have a POS system like we do that gives you access to that information. I mean, really, retail is and always has been about detail. And so, again, I think when you look at if you're a franchisee or a prospective franchisee looking to get into a retail-based business, you have to be prepared to really dig in and understand your business.
Yeah, John, thanks for your input there. Much appreciated. Now, what do you see for the future of retail in a post-pandemic world, and what pivots did Chemical Guys and Detail Garage make that lended to success and growth?
I think first and foremost, retail is, especially for the retailers that, one, took advantage of things like click and collect or jumping into delivery platforms and were able to make it through the toughest parts of the pandemic, are really poised and set up for success. Mainly because I think we've all been stuck at home, and as people, I mean, I know social media is out there, we, you know, can feel connected that way, but there's absolutely nothing that can substitute for a real personal connection with someone else. And this time pent up at home, I think, is, you know, once we start to see the larger vaccination numbers, once we start to see cases decline and we start to see more and more states and cities lift their shelter at home and really allow places to open back up, I cannot wait to see what's going to happen, because I think people are desperate for that opportunity to get back out there and physically experience different brands and products. From the Detail Garage standpoint, we really, you know, we took some steps early on to help our franchisees in understanding all the various regulations, restrictions, as far as it related to being open and how to be safe and make sure both your employees and your customers were safe. But that's where we took advantage of opportunities like bringing a click and collect platform to play, where Chemical Guys has always been a digitally native brand. And from a retail standpoint, this idea of being able to allow our customers to browse a product online, click, collect, and reserve, you know, and then reserve to pick it up in store curbside was something that that we enacted pretty quickly.
Now, taking that even further, how do you focus on customer needs, and how did you keep the in-store experience relevant?
For Detail Garage and for Chemical Guys, it comes back to that point of helping people find their passion and make it shine. One of the reasons that we have continued to be so successful is that we actually put a value on that personal connection and that relationship with the customer and truly understanding their needs. So when you walk into a Detail Garage, the greeting is not, hey, hi, you know, can I help you find something? It is, hey, welcome to Detail Garage. How did you hear about us? Because we want to start that personal connection by understanding why the customer even came to our store in the first place. They could have seen a post on Instagram. They could have watched one of our videos on YouTube. They could have seen a product on Amazon or Walmart or anywhere else. But we want to know what got them to come to the store. And then from there, when we think about our shine experience inside of the store and part of making a personal connection, before we even show them any product after that, the next question is going to be, well, hey, is your ride here? Let's go take a look at it together. And so we actually go out and we look at the person's ride and we help them understand, well, hey, you know, you thought you just needed a soap, or maybe you thought you needed a vinyl cleaner, but you know what? In fact, if you went with something like a ceramic, you could add even more protection. And so this idea of truly understanding the customer, their needs, and actually taking a look at how they're going to use the products, we can make sure that when we come back into the store, that we set them up with the products that are right for them.
Yeah, I certainly can appreciate the approach and your paying attention to the detail, no pun intended there. Today we're joined by John Mansfield, the Chief Revenue Officer at Chemical Guys and Detail Garage, a top auto detailing company that aims to help you find your passion and make it shine. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, John, what's the Chemical Guys or Detail Garage's difference?
The first and foremost thing is we don't see ourselves solely as a manufacturer of products or detailing solutions. We really see ourselves as a lifestyle brand. So again, when we talk about wanting to help people find their passion and make it shine, that could be a car, that could be a boat, that could be a stainless steel outdoor grill. But the point is that we want to understand what people are passionate about, and for the solutions that we do have available, how can we make sure that we are supporting their passion, educating them, and then, you know, seeing that passion for shine come to life.
And once again, certainly do appreciate your approach in all regards. Now, looking at the franchisee, what do franchisees need to be successful, and how does Detail Garage provide a roadmap to success?
I think when you think about franchising, you know, part of the idea of why you get into franchising is you are able to, you know, take advantage of what is a proven model. But at the end of the day, owning a franchise, you are the business owner. It is your store. It is your business. So the first thing for any person looking to get into, whether it's a Detail Garage franchise or any franchise, is somebody that has that entrepreneurial mindset, somebody that knows that, you know what, hey, this is going to be a 7-day-a-week, 12-hour-a-day job in some cases. But it's really someone that has the mindset up front that, you know what, yes, I have amazing support from my franchisor, but honestly, the execution, the day-to-day, that's my responsibility, and that's something that I have to own. So having that mindset, I think, is really the first kind of – is the first prerequisite if someone's going to be successful in franchising. And then on the side of the franchisor, when it comes to Detail Garage, we try to maintain, you know, again, so just like any of our customers, that personal connection. We try to provide regularly tools, support, the idea of having a member of our team that has over 30 years in retail merchandising experience that a franchisee can call and say, hey, I want to look at my inventory and I want to and my sales and understand if I'm ordering the right way or if I should change my ordering practices. Then having sources of information on the marketing side where we can talk to them and help them understand how a local area marketing program on Facebook works and the ideal amount of spend and the right content to put behind it. So we've continued to try to build the team here at the office so that we can provide support for any kind of need or question when the franchisees reach out.
Now, another question out of curiosity, looking at the pandemic, what support did Detail Garage provide its franchisees during the pandemic? Anything in particular there?
That was definitely a scary time. I mean, I remember sitting in a room, a couple rooms over where I'm at right now with the rest of our leadership team and just trying to figure out what all of this meant right after the national emergency was declared. But the first step that we did is let our franchisees know that we were going to completely suspend and forgive all franchise fees and marketing fund fees for the indefinite future until we understood what this meant for them. The other thing we did from there is our affiliate Smart LLC, who manufactures the Chemical Guys products, suspended all terms on invoices so that, again, for us, we wanted to make sure financially, at least any obligations to either Detail Garage or Chemical Guys was not the thing that our franchisees had to worry about. from there, we started, we pretty quickly brought to market a hand sanitizer product, actually two different varieties of it, which was important as part of helping to reaffirm essential business status so that our stores could stay open. This was something that was really clearly apparent to us because from the early days of the pandemic, we had police officers, fire, we had taxi services coming to our stores asking how to keep their cars clean. So we had a great line of cleaning products, not just, you know, exterior products, but interior products that could help keep these vehicles clean. And then adding a sanitizer product on top of that, and then eventually a true surface disinfectant, was something that, you know, we could make sure that we remained a destination for our customers. And then, you know, along with that, providing regular legal guidance or any type of support in reading through local regulations, restrictions, ordinances, so that our franchisees understood how they could remain compliant, but yet still remain open.
John, really appreciate your visit with us. Some outstanding information, certainly motivational, inspirational, no doubt, and especially for those looking to get into franchising or get their own franchise. Detail Garage is certainly a great opportunity to consider. As we conclude in looking at innovation, why keep innovating, and where do product ideas actually come from, and how are they tested? Let's wrap things up with that today.
The answer on innovation is really simple, and that has always been in the brand's DNA. So Chemical Guys, from the beginning, was a brand that was built on the idea of innovating and disrupting what had really become a commoditized market. And so with that being part of our DNA, it's always something that's going to be there. We're going to continue to look to bring the best products, the best technology, the best education we can to the marketplace. And as far as kind of how we think about or where product ideas come from, again, it's really easy in the fact that we have built a massive online following. If you look at our following on Instagram, we're sitting close to 900,000 followers right now who are actively engaged. So when we think about, you know, our R&D team, it is this 900,000 people on Instagram, plus our Facebook following, plus our YouTube following, and all the feedback we get from our Detail Garage locations, where, you know, we don't have to think about or try to compare ourselves against the competitors. We can go directly to the source, the people that are going to use our products, and figure out what they need and how we can best support them in finding their passion and making it shine.
Well, you're certainly doing just that, helping people find their passion and making it shine. Awesome stuff here, Mr. Mansfield, and thanks so much for joining us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can follow you and get more information, not only on Chemical Guys, but on Detail Garage as well.
Yeah, absolutely. For our products, I would recommend going to chemicalguys.com. You can also go to detailgarage.com. And of course, you know, I mentioned our social following, so we would love to have people join the family at either Facebook or Instagram or YouTube as Chemical Guys and or Detail Garage.
And of course, listeners, will drop links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Mansfield, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share our story with your family and your audience.
Hey, it certainly was our honor and pleasure, and let's do it again. We've been speaking with Mr. John Mansfield, the Chief Revenue Officer at Chemical Guys and Detail Garage, a top auto detailing company that aims to help you find your passion and make it shine. And for further details, visit either chemicalguys.com or detailgarage.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.